In the name of Allah, whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is everlasting, the law of zakat as is given in the Sharia is quite clear. Yet, understandably, when we humans make an attempt to know what the law is, there arise some differences of opinion. And we need to find out what the truth about those differences is. The two of the differences that I'm going to talk in this presentation are the question as to whether zakat funds can be spent for the benefit of the non-Muslims, and the question as to whether it's true that there is no zakat on diamonds. In the case of the first question, the answer is that the Quran is quite clear when it mentions its law with regard to who should be the beneficiaries of the zakat funds and the funds spent on the category in the category of sadaqat. It mentions that the people who are poor, the people who are needy, and the other categories are the ones who are eligible to receive benefit from zakat funds and sadaqat funds. Of course, we know that poor and needy can be Muslims as well as non-Muslims. We know, for instance, that in the Quran it is also mentioned that the zakat funds and sadaqat funds can also be utilized for reconciling and bringing hearts closer to Islam, al-mu'allafatu qulubuhum, which in other words means that if there are people who have been distanced from Islam, whether they are non-Muslims or whether they are new converts, in order for them to come close to Islam and the Muslims, wealth of zakat and sadaqat could be spent on them. There is no mention in the Quran nor in the hadith which requires Muslims not to spend their zakat on the non-Muslims. It is mentioned that it was Umar radiallahu anhu during his times who decided that zakat funds would not be spent on the non-Muslims. Now that could be a perfectly legitimate administrative decision of a Muslim administrator who, if he feels that there are a large number of Muslim poor people who deserve to benefit from the zakat funds, and decides that therefore non-Muslims for the time being are not going to benefit from it, that in itself is a possible decision that one might take for a certain period. However, of course, that decision does not necessarily become a part of the Islamic law. The law is that you've got to spend zakat and sadaqat on poor, needy and deprived people, no matter whichever religion, whichever sect they may belong to. The other question is it true that there are certain exemptions in the case of zakat? Is it true, for instance, that diamond is not subject to the payment of zakat? The fact of the matter is that all wealth that one possesses and owns, which is over and above the needs of an individual, are subject to zakat. However, there were certain forms of wealth which were exempted for one reason or the other. For example, in the case of diamond, it was not possible for people to cut diamond into smaller pieces, because in that case, it being brittle, it would have broken into pieces and would have become worthless. And therefore, that exemption was reluctantly introduced. Likewise, there was an exemption introduced in the case of horses that were used for the purpose of jihad, so that such horses are encouraged to be bred and raised. Likewise, it's mentioned that vegetables were not subject to zakat, because if vegetables were taken away for the purpose of zakat, their nature is such that they are perishable, and they would have been destroyed and perished in a matter of a few hours. But the general rule is that no matter whatever form of wealth you have, if it is not a part of your normal need of your day-to-day worldly life, then it is your saving, and 2.5% of your savings is what you are required to pay zakat. And of course, there are other categories of zakat which I have mentioned in my earlier presentation. May the Almighty enable us to understand His law and His Sharia properly, and may He enable us to follow it to the best of our abilities.